This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In his State of the City speech a month or so ago, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, said growing street homelessness is this city's biggest problem. The homeless population in L.A. grew more than 20% last year, and overall three-quarters of the homeless here live outside. There have been homeless camps along what's known as Skid Row in downtown for years now, but new tent cities are popping up on sidewalks across the city, drawing complaints from neighbors and a bump in city-sanctioned homeless encampment sweeps. In his new budget proposal out last week, Garcetti added money for more of those sweeps with one big catch, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank explains.
For the past year, Albert Gaytan's been camping with 15 others along a quiet back street just down the hillside from million-dollar homes. He gets why neighbors complain. He points to a knee-deep trash pile at the center of camp people are sorting through.
It has to be cleaned up. It's intolerable. This is ridiculous, and that's ridiculous. That this is worse than the dump, okay?
In one day, it'll be gone, and so will everyone here. Public works crews will sweep the encampment. In most cases, the homeless will just return the next day. But Gaytan says after a year of trash, drug use, and late-night noise, police have threatened campers with arrest if they return.
And today's our very last day. At 8 o'clock in the morning, they will be here to clear this out. They're going to turn into a dog park.
Last year, L.A. spent $7 million sending police officers and sanitation workers to clean and clear thousands of encampments. Now it wants to double the effort to meet a backlog of requests from angry residents. But will spending more to sweep away the homeless address any of the root causes keeping them on the streets? People like Christina Escalante?
The residents tell us they don't like us. We're low life. We're drug addicts. I'm not a drug addict. I don't use. Everybody has a different situation.
She's a 50-year-old registered nurse who's been camping here since she became homeless 9 months ago. Escalante has an eviction on her record, which she says makes it harder to rent anywhere.
Every day you get up and it's a struggle to get water and you've got no electricity, so you can't charge your phone. It's really hard.
And so what happens tomorrow then? Where do you go?
I don't know. We're trying to find a place tonight.
Most homeless camps get swept by the city every few months with one day's notice. But in some homeless hotspots, these cleanups are more routine. On this morning and every Friday morning, a 16-vehicle procession of police cars and city works trucks rolls down the boardwalk in Venice Beach. It wakes up the homeless and clears trash and other belongings before crowds of tourists arrive.
Doing the Lord's work.
The procession rolls to a stop in front of Dondrell Lee, a homeless artist. He negotiates with police over his neatly stacked canvases and art supplies, all wrapped in a tarp and sitting on the boardwalk.
You guys have had all day. You've seen this coming down here. That doesn't fit in the 60-gallon right there, man.
Oh, no, this is...
These city workers are enforcing a law that says homeless people can't have more than 60 gallons of stuff with them in public. They won't make any exceptions for Lee. He has to fit what he can into a plastic bag and hand the rest of his belongings over to the sanitation workers.
Get the most important stuff, and the rest of the stuff we will put in storage.
All right. Lee's been sleeping on this boardwalk for 2 years and says he welcomes the trash cleanup, but he doesn't see any sanitary or safety benefit to confiscating his art.
It's not trash. People bend rules all the time. You see how the guy was lenient with me, and then me and him did it together. The cleanup crew, they didn't even touch anything.
Now L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says only neighborhoods that build new temporary emergency shelters will get extra funding to clean encampments. The city needs at least 25,000 shelter beds. Right now, 8,000 are available. Without more, Garcetti says sweeps won't help.
We can't sweep or move homelessness away. We're not going to wash down sidewalks one day only to see an encampment return the next and people not helped. It doesn't get a single person off the street with that strategy.
L.A. voters passed a billion-dollar bond a couple of years ago to fund 10,000 more permanent housing units for the homeless. The mayor's deputy chief of staff, Matt Szabo, says the challenge is convincing people to welcome housing for the homeless in their own neighborhoods.
Homeless are either going to be in encampments on the sidewalk or in safe permanent housing. And that housing needs to go somewhere.
The city's declaration of an emergency shelter crisis could add 1,500 temporary shelter beds in the coming months. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.